At about 3 hours, it was a relatively short meeting, and of the 7 proposals the council considered outside the consent agenda, 3 pertained to sidewalk construction, bringing to light conflicting views of the city's sidewalk policy depending on how it was applied. First, there was Mayor Bob McDavid expressing his support for building a sidewalk on Bernadette Drive.
I'm actually kind of embarrassed that we have city-owned property in a residential neighborhood that we haven't put a sidewalk in front of.
That measure passed unanimously, but minutes later, the council voted 5-2 to grant a variance to a regulation that would have required a sidewalk be included in the construction of a new home in the Old Southwest neighborhood. Here's 3rd Ward Councilmember Carl Scala.
I'm sympathetic to the plight of suggesting that there's a sidewalk to nowhere.
And the 3rd bill repealed an ordinance that had erroneously contained easements for sidewalk improvements due to a clerical error. City Manager Mike Mathis says the need for the city to address its sidewalk policy is due in part to the growing demand for sidewalks.
But we have this thing where we didn't build them when we built the houses, so now who's going to pay for it?
Mathis says city staff will prepare a report for potential models for the council to review after the December holidays. Bram Sablesmith, KBIA News.